The Office of Management and Budget requires agencies now to use data to make decisions about how they spend money and prioritize budget requests. The tools for making those decisions are getting easier and faster for agencies to use. Justin Brown's an IT engineer at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory and here to discuss some of the data analytics solutions he's using and what kinds of results they yield. Justin, thanks for coming on today. Welcome to Washington. You're here for a conference to talk about data analytics. What are some of the primary uses of data? What kinds of questions do you ask the data that you use at the laboratory? Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Francis. Working in IT, we're trying to, you know, enable our research mission there at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. So our goal is to, first, we were looking into just monitoring how our environment was doing, look for ways that we can improve our efficiency and things of that nature. Then we were trying to take it a step further and see how we could look for trends and problems that were creeping up or even ways that we can make changes that would help that research mission.
How have you gone about doing that in the past? How have you been able to parse all of the data that you have been working with?
Well, that's part of the problem, right? Because, I mean, we have so many different areas in just in IT alone, let alone within the research lab itself. But so to be able to pull all those together to where everyone has access to it, to be able to do those correlations between the different areas, was something we struggled with. So a couple of years ago, we started working with Splunk to pull those all into one place so that we can run our searches across all of our different data sources and find those correlations and trends.
What was the struggle that you had exactly as far as pulling all of that data together?
Well, lots of different service areas had their tools that worked for them, you know, to be able to manage their areas efficiently, but other service areas maybe didn't have access to those tools or didn't know how to use them. And so you had a lot of very different ways of getting at that data, but no real way to analyze them together without a lot of manual work.
How much of it was a hygiene problem in being able to trust that what you had was really what you had?
Well, there's certainly some of that. And without having to have other source to compare it to, just to kind of validate your work, that was certainly some, there was certainly some rework there, making sure that what we had was correct. And so having it all in one place allows us to do that a little quicker.
How do you, when you're doing a hygiene effort, how do you know that what you have isn't what you'd like to have? And how do you know when you've achieved a sufficiently high level of data hygiene?
Well, first for us, it kind of starts with getting a baseline and seeing where we've been. And then from there, trying to compare to industry standards where available, but otherwise, just seeing where we can make improvements based off of that baseline, and if we can drive that number down or up, depending on what we're trying to drive towards.
What exactly is the methodology that you're using to drive the efficiencies that you're gaining in data analytics at the lab?
Well, it starts with being able to measure. If we focus on a particular area, then we'll take a metric and trend that out for the last 6 months or whatever it is, and just see where we've been, and then see if hypothesize different changes that we can make to make those services better. So I'm trying to think of an example off the top of my head here, but when you're able to pull those in and see those things over a long period of time, then you can. If you're not measuring and you make a change, then you can't really see how you're affecting that change. So for us, it really started with being able to measure.
You've talked about the fact that, and I mentioned you're an IT engineer at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. So the IT effort is involved here. You've talked about the researchers that use the data. Who are the other stakeholders in making sure that the data that you produce is clean and usable and being ready to be analyzed efficiently?
Well, we've really expanded to working really well within all the different IT groups to be able to pull that data together and use each other's data to see how our one service affects another. And so within IT, it's really been a big group effort to pull all that together. But in the end, it's really our customers that we're trying to help there, right? So we're just providing the services that are helping them with that, with their research or with their mission that they're doing for the lab. So the more we can make that efficient, the more we can minimize downtime, then our stakeholders end up becoming our customers.
Well, Justin, congratulations on the success that you're having with Data, and happy to have you in Washington today. And I thank you very much for coming on the program. It's always good to talk about Data and what agencies are doing with it well. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Francis.